Hey guys, I wanted to take a minute to tell you about my boys over at Shinesty. The guys at Shinesty have one mission and one mission only, and that is to help you look fucking good. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill the minds of randos with jealousy or be a major contributing factor in the creation of a sexual god or goddess in the flesh. So whether you're searching for retro gear, a signature knockout threads, or simply something that would make you look like you got your shit together even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing over at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And enter the promo code LOUD69 when you check out and get 15% off your order. That's Shinesty. You may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Week 30 of Loud and Obnoxious. We're in the midst of March and Tiger Madness. Big weekend of basketball. Brackets are busted. If anyone tells me they have a perfect bracket, we know they're a fucking liar.
Or just like a halfway decent bracket at this point.
Yeah, I'd be impressed with seeing how many folks have the Sweet 16. But we'll dive deep into that, especially talk about, Upset City. And then we're going to dive right back into some Tiger Woods Madness. As you know, he's back.
So back.
He's so back, and it's going to be awesome.
Hell no!
It's going to be awesome, and then we'll touch on the other pro sports, see if anything's happening, and then we'll get out of here and leave y'all to your business. But first off, as always, I'm joined by my co-host to the right. My left-hand man is over there as well, but we'll start with Phil. How are we this evening, Phil?
Well, I'm competing for last in both my bracket pools, so... hanging in there.
There you go. We got a smile on your face. That's all that matters. And then on the ones and twos, we got all PCP. Okay. How are you, brother?
So my bracket is ranked 11.2 million on ESPN.com.
Out of
so
how many?
I don't fucking know. 11.2 million seems pretty bad, though, Phil.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty bad.
Dude, one time...
I'm hitting on 35%.
I have a 35%. See, I like to spread my love out, so I have a bunch of different brackets.
I still got my champ.
I got a dog in the hunt.
I still got my champ, and I still got Michigan in the Final Four. So I just wish I had the championship game, but whatever.
The year LSU made the Final Four, 2007, I picked three of the four Final Four teams, and I was in the 99 percentile.
Man, it's just funny that like no matter like how I would have picked these games, I never would have picked these matchups that it ended up being. Like,
we also need to find a way it's to have a nuts. Song for whenever Phil one up someone, because that was fantastic.
He
Pierce was
not,
like, I got two, and Phil's like, one time I had
he
three.
Pierce wasn't like bragging.
I wasn't bragging.
He was bragging how pathetic he
was.
I was like, damn, that was the harshest one up.
No.
It was, I mean, anything I said would have won up that.
Yeah, that's true. I got two Final Four teams left. I'm ranked 11.2 million. Like, let's not forget that. I didn't even know you could like do that bad. Look,
I get it.
35th percentile.
All right, so we'll be all right. So we'll get into that. No one cares about individual brackets, but we'll talk about the games.
I do.
Well, our listeners don't, so I don't want to say look and show your bracket. No one can fucking see that. So
I was just showing where it's at 11.2 million.
All right, well, let's talk a little March Madness. I want to ask Phil some questions now. And we had said it a couple weeks ago that if there was a one seed that was ever to lose to a 16, it would be Kansas. It seems we were wrong. Give me your take on that. What happened? The number one overall seed loses to the 65th overall seed? 68th? Whatever?
I really don't have any explanation. I mean, UVA is not... I don't know. They're just not a great offensive team. So, I mean, they caught somebody on a great night. And obviously, UMBC wasn't really a 16 seed because, shit, they almost won their second game. I mean, they played... that. I didn't even watch it. because
it was dismal. It was a 50-43 game they lost to Kansas State, for those at home. And I think they kind of were, you know how like some coaches are really good at this? So like Jim Boeheim is another one of those. Krzyzewski, I think Tom Izzo, despite not being there right now, is in that group. It seems like Bruce Weber for Kansas State is that same way. He's an old white-haired bastard that has, you know, just a bunch of country-fed white kids out there and a couple, one or two stars. I mean, he's found a way to the Sweet 16.
He had a great run as the Illinois head coach. I mean, they were the number one team for a couple of years. They didn't win any titles, right? But or did they?
They lost to Sean May's North Carolina team, the Rashad McCants, that group.
It was good, though.
I think, didn't they go undefeated? I think they went like 31-1 in the last game of the season.
They had a pretty sick amount of talent. I mean,
so can they beat Kentucky, Pierce? I mean, can Kansas State beat Kentucky?
They can obviously beat Kentucky.
Will they beat Kentucky?
Kentucky's
coming from
hot,
the $11.9 million man.
But is Kentucky really gonna win? Like, this is how I look at it. Kentucky's won what, like, six games in a row at this point? Four to win the SEC. Now they won two. I mean, are they going to win 10 games in a row and win the national title? Probably not.
I think they also skull-fucked Florida in the last regular season game, too.
Oh, yeah, so they might have done that.
They may be on a nice little heater right here.
So, sooner or later, I'm picking Nevada to come out of that region. Wow. The Wolf Pack. Oh!
That's the $11.2 million pick.
Fucking right it is!
Not million dollar, but million.
But I mean, that's the brain of a man that's in 11.2 million place.
Goddamn fucking right.
Well, yeah.
He's just making that bold pick so he can be like, oh, look how smart I am.
Told y'all about Nevada, though, right?
Did you do any research on this?
Well, I mean, there's another reason that these teams are viable. I mean, saying Nevada can come out of this is because teams like everyone from the South has fallen. Was it not? Most of our guys, Zona, Arizona, we know we're out there for you, fans. We feel for you.
Buy our shirts.
Don't forget to buy the shirts. Wow. But, I mean, they took a big L on the chin first night. I mean, it was slightly depressing. I was hammered drunk, so it made me feel a little bit better. But I woke up and saw that my bracket was shot. I lost money to the bookie. I was like, son of a bitch. Should have followed Steen. But here we were.
Steen didn't like Arizona?
I don't remember exactly. I just assumed that if I lost, it was because I didn't follow Steen. For those that don't know what we're talking about, if you go follow Steen Roller on Twitter and Instagram, the dude is batting pretty heavily in basketball tournaments. So go get in there if you want to make some money. But he has a new podcast as well. Hook, Line, and
Cover.
Cover. That's right. I almost say Hook, Line,
He sounds great. He sounds way better than us.
He does. He sounds like a pro, like he knows what he's doing. And he's got funny stories. Like you heard last week, the antics of, I guess, being a road comedian as well.
Hilarious.
He posted a story today on the website at hashsports.com about, you know, this guy that's a gambling guru over in Britain and just went into the deep hole with it. And I was like, yes, this is awesome. It's awesome. It was like so dark. I was like, I want to know more about
it. He put all his poker winnings on a roulette.
Yeah. That's a bull.
Oh, I saw that guy.
Yeah. But let's get back to gambling for the basketball tournament. I'm still in the hunt, but what I need to happen is Duke to win.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about that because if we go back to last week, I think y'all both ripped me a new one for picking Duke to go deep. And then Kip next day conveniently mentions to me, I've got Duke winning it all in one of my brackets. So
it's a classic happiness hedge.
Yeah, but I mean,
still, you can't like,
you tried to shame
but
me.
But no, listen to last week's tape. At one point, I literally said I have them going far. Now, I did move it around.
Why didn't you just admit that?
Because I didn't have
him
at the time.
Why wouldn't you just let him rip on me then?
Because I didn't have him at the time. I didn't have him at the time. I moved it around from Nova and Kansas winning it all to Arizona and Duke. I switched everything up. And now I wish I had kept the Nova one and maybe
you're
kept
it. You're contradicting yourself, though. You just said, go back to last week. I hear me say that, make a deep run. Now you're saying, oh, I hadn't made my picks yet. What the fuck is
it? I have multiple brackets. So I have one winning, like I had Virginia winning one. I had Zona winning one. I have Duke winning one. I have one with coworkers. I have one with friends that are not in, I guess, our Hash Sports group chat, so, or our Hash Sports brackets. But since you can have multiple entries, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to throw one, put one on the best player in the league. And it seems like this one is paying off. And I thought the Zona one that I labeled definitely winners was going to be the one that won. Turns out that one's next to you in 43rd place.
Yeah, I'm definitely bottom of the barrel.
Maybe this is where the list is going to bite me in the ass, betting on Grayson trying to win this bracket challenge. And then Grayson pulls a Grayson and they lose.
He's going to debunk. That's fitting. He's going to put an end to the list. I mean, unless God, he tears LeBron? His ACL next game. God. Not that I want that to happen, but I don't ever cheer for injury, folks.
He's had to tell me that multitude of times, despite the fact that I definitely
now would. Like if somebody were to get an injury, I mean, I might just do like a little tiny mini fist bump, but like
speaking of the mic, Phil, did you say you would do a fist?
A little like a Tiger Woods? No, just a clench the fist, you know, just a little, you know, nobody notice.
All right. Well, you know, all people have their faults. You can join me on the train of wishing ill will upon folks. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be better than you, but deep down, I'm not.
Keep trying.
I just admitted I'm not.
It's all right. Well,
let's talk. I won't cheer out loud for injury. Moving on.
Yeah, it's not very civil. I wouldn't recommend it. But at the same time, we rip on, you know, teams like Zona and Virginia, but Xavier's also out. I mean, this is the year, I guess we kind of talked about it earlier, but this is the year of just like upset city. I mean, do we see one of these teams continuing the run of mayhem? Like
somebody over
Chicago?
Somebody probably will. I mean, it does seem like it happens every year now. You know, it started with George Mason, then you had your VCUs, and you know, I don't know who else. But Syracuse a couple years ago when they were like they weren't a play-in game, but I mean, I think they were like
an 11 or something like that.
So they're just doing their thing. I mean, Boeheim just needs to get in the tournament, and then they play such vanilla ball.
Well, let's talk about vanilla ball for a second, because there's two teams that we haven't mentioned that do sound like they're pretty quality teams and they could easily make a run for this, and that's Kansas and Nova. They seem kind of vanilla in their fact that, I mean, they kind of live and die by the three. Can they make the run? I mean, can Kansas, let's assume they both, Kansas meets Duke on Saturday. What do we expect? Can Nova just run through West Virginia and the press defense of the Hug-A-Bear? Like, what's likely of those vanilla teams?
Oh, what, they get Clemson?
I don't even know. Where is Clemson? I definitely had Clemson.
Kansas plays Clemson's
like the forgotten team.
I know. I had New Mexico State. Good. I mean, I had
them beating Auburn's not impressive. No. Auburn's been done for weeks.
We wrote them off weeks ago.
Yeah, like they got lucky to beat fucking Charleston. And so I don't look anything into that. So, yeah, Kansas will probably beat Clemson.
I had New Mexico State be in the Sweet 16.
Was there not a 12-5 upset this year? Out of all the fucking upsets, I don't think there was a 12-5.
I don't think so either, because I think Ohio State beat South Dakota State, but they pushed. They did not cover.
No, all the fives won, yeah.
That's nuts.
Clemson covered.
I don't think there was one last year either. Like the 11-6 is fucking crazy.
And the 13-4 this year had Wichita State lost to Marshall.
Yeah.
Steenroller made us a lot of day on that. He was like, bet him the money line plus 700.
Yeah, College of Charleston almost made it 3-4. But like 3 11s won last year, I think. And then how many won this year?
We'll
I
know see the Loyola first did.
One, two.
See, like Syracuse is an 11, but they play in probably the best conference.
But they were like the 65th team, or right, the last team in, so to speak.
I mean, they totally
But playing
were,
in the
yeah.
ACC, you
it
know.
Prepares you to play the lesser. Like, I didn't expect TCU. I have Syracuse in one bracket because I'd had zero faith in TCU. But
yeah,
I feel
same.
Like those teams that kind of win that game. Dayton did it last year with the 11-2. Oh, yeah. Like, remember, like, they kind of get
the
a
little.
They made it far, though, because then Archie Miller got the job at Indiana. But, like, I feel like those teams get a little momentum going. It's like kind of running downhill, and then someone has to start after you, like, a little further down. So you kind of already have your momentum going from Tuesday, then you play, like, a Thursday game, whereas some of these other teams are coming off a loss last Thursday from a conference tournament.
Well, every year somebody from the play-in game wins at least one more game in the tournament.
See,
and a lot of times they go, like, VCU, I think, the first year of the play-in game, they went all the way to, like, the Final Four.
Yeah.
That was when Shaka got the Texas job shortly after.
I mean,
so get you a new gig.
People always go pretty far from the play-in. At least one person will. The Rebs won the first game after a playing game a couple years ago.
With Marshall Henderson?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And then we lost to fucking LaSalle on a buzzer beater.
Y'all are the queens of those.
Yeah, oh, it wasn't like Valpo, though. I think we might even like had a shot from half court that we missed. Like, it wasn't like a true
buzzer Dogs beater. Won on a buzzer beater, obviously in the NIT, so it's not as relevant. But they hit a buzzer beater.
I didn't even see it.
Who did y'all play?
They beat the shit out of Louisville last night, so that makes football and basketball.
Who is the buzzer beater?
Oh, Baylor. Okay. And so I forget the NIT's always at like home locations because usually we're always on the road, but we haven't been around the NIT in years. So I was like, damn, they're kind of on the. We played Nebraska, and then they've been at Baylor, and then you win at Louisville. You're like, where the fuck was this team all year? You lose at Vandy. Like, what are you doing?
LSU got stomped. You lose at Utah. LSU.
I did. We made like back to back NIT Final Fours with AK.
I think South Carolina won.
Look
back
how
to
well that turned out for him.
Exactly. So, like, I wouldn't be too excited about it.
No, but it was. I mean, Dogs look pretty strong, and I'm excited for next year's class. But we're still this year, and they're in the.
If you have a program next year, I mean, depending on what the feds do to you,
I'm pretty sure we'll be all right till next year.
Maybe.
I mean, Louisville just fired Padgett in hopes of finding a new coach, so we'll see exactly what happens there. But if that program doesn't fall
first, you could easily have to fire your coach.
No one's going to dismantle that.
Who would want to go to Louisville right now?
That's a good question.
Banned or something for a while.
Who knows?
Do they get the
happen.
Death penalty? But
who knows?
I mean,
they should happen. Be happy to keep the.
I don't know what they're thinking. I guess they don't really have an AD. They have an acting AD.
But that's
as well.
Like the whole reason, like the death penalty exists. If you get in trouble while you're on probation, you fucking are done. Like it's a whole. It's like it's the whole rule. It's what it is. And they were 100% on in trouble for the whole prostitute thing when they were fucking paying this kid $100,000 this summer. Like, that kid left school. Like, he obviously took $100,000 from them.
Didn't he go play elsewhere?
He transferred somewhere, yeah.
South Carolina?
South Carolina, I think. And he's like...
But he didn't play that. Did he play this
year? No. He had to sit out. And I don't understand that because, like, why would he... If he's that good, he'll just go to the NBA, right? What was the point of transfer? Maybe, like, he just wanted to get the fuck out of school there. Like, yeah, I'm sure he's in school at South Carolina, but yeah, he's not playing ball.
Well, yeah, he should just go to the NBA then.
Yeah, he probably will. But he probably just had to get the fuck out of school, and, you know.
It's very hard to get into the NBA, though. It seems like 2% of those, like, draft picks make
it. Well, there's
it.
Only 60 like, players taken. And
like,
then, like,
three
of
them actually work out.
10 of them you ever hear about them.
Yeah, like, I just saw a picture the other day of, like, Bam Adebayo or whatever his name was that was at Kentucky that was, like, just fucking filthy. Have no clue where he was picked, but, like, has not been a relevant name besides, like, Ben Simmons has been the rookie of the year, or Dennis Smith Jr. from NC State, or Donovan Mitchell. There's only, like, a handful of players that ever, like, even pan out in the long term. So it's, like, right. If you're the 48th best player, you're going to end up in Europe. Playing with the Ball twins or the Ball brothers. So we'll see exactly how it fares for all those guys. Well, let's quick prediction. He said who he has in your Final Four, or was that off? That may have been off camera.
All I said was I got Nevada coming out of the South.
So give me your Final Four. The 16 teams remain. Pierce, why don't you start since you got it pulled up?
Nevada, Michigan.
All right.
I have Duke. Okay. And Nova, man. Nova's still winning it all. I still have that.
Okay. All right. So that's not too terribly bad. I guess, did you have...
I got Nova and Michigan in my bracket, but my other two regions are fucked.
So I imagine you're still in the hunt for the tournament challenge then.
I mean, maybe, depending on what else happens, yeah. I got the least amount of available points.
But okay. Hey, who knows? Phil, let's say that let's run through what you would have. Do you have a Duke, a Kansas coming out of the...
Well, you know I got Duke.
Okay, so you got Duke. All right.
Nova.
All right, that's fair.
I don't want to say Michigan again because Pierce.
A&M.
Kentucky. I'll put
shot.
Kentucky in there.
Okay. All right.
And
so,
let's go Zags.
All right.
Back to back years for the Zags.
Look at that. They've only been once. They're like the goddamn Cubs. You know, they get close one year. Maybe they come back another year. But what's it called?
What if Gonzaga? What if this is the year they win it all?
That would suck.
Why?
Well, that would be like the Cubs, like you just said.
Yeah, I know. I'm not cheering for Mark Few and the team.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad if Gonzaga won. I was glad they went to the Final Four finally. Yeah, that was cool. I mean, like, how many
nice to get
times
that monkey off your back.
Are you gonna go to the goddamn? It's like us, Ole Miss, and Super Regionals.
But it's not like Gonzaga. I guess maybe they do get the talent that they should be in the Final Four. But it's like they've never should have been in the Final Four. Every year, you know, when they
first... Their record's always ridiculously inflated. They should have like nine or...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the same reason St. Mary gets cucked every year. I mean, yeah. You got to actually make it past the second round and validate the times you're a one seed or the top four seed. So they did it last year for the first time ever. We'll see if they do it again this year. I agree with Pierce on the Michigan and the Duke play. I have Nova in the bracket, but I really want to see the Hugabear come out of the...
Whoa, yeah.
I don't know with the likelihood of that.
But I would love that.
I think Javon Carter's a lot of fun to watch.
They fuck up every year.
Yeah, they usually do it. It usually is right here in the Sweet 16 when somebody's given a week to prepare for the press.
Villanova will end up beating them by like 30. Like West Virginia just won't lose. West Virginia will get blown out when they finally leave the tournament.
And then so for my fourth team, I'm going to try to find someone besides Kentucky. I'm afraid Kentucky's going to have it, and I'm cheering against them in all facets. So... Yeah, you know, like I'm hoping Kansas State beats them in the Sweet 16. If Loyola can take care of Nevada, I would love to see that nun chick. I don't even know what her fucking name is, but
Nurse Betty or something.
Nurse Betty.
Sister Jean? Yeah, there we go. Sister Jean.
That old bird. What's it called? I guess we can continue to see her ass on SportsCenter all day, sitting in that chair.
Doesn't think they're going to win. True. She has them losing.
That's
like,
fine.
What's up with that?
Anybody
she's trying to win her bracket.
I just want anybody but Kentucky, man, preferably, out of that.
What?
I don't have, like most teams you'll say, oh, well, at least it's an SEC team, so I'll cheer for them in the bowl game. Yet. I don't do that in basketball. Sure as fuck not for Kentucky fans.
It's like we're not rooting for Bama.
Yeah, I mean, we were definitely not rooting for Bama, but we also had the luxury. Well, that's not true.
I mean, Kentucky's not on the Bama level, but...
They're up there with the most obnoxious fans. In fact, if we were going to have another session of Murder Island tonight, I'd put those fucking toothless hillbillies from Kentucky and Bama.
Fans, they'd belong there.
Let them, like, duke it out, like team, like Battle Royale, maybe a little blue versus red or crimson in this case. Yeah, look at that. That's in season two segments. So yeah. Murder Island season one's Rapists and Murderers. Season two... Teams.
Team
shitty
fan
bases. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shitty fan bases.
That's great.
And Ohio State's got to be somewhere involved. They're fucking terrible, too.
Well, it varies by sport, too.
Yeah.
They're pretty shitty no matter... If they're good at basketball, you want to hate them in basketball, too.
Yeah.
Who else would you want to put in that fan base? Well, I'd say Cubs fans.
Let's save it for Murder Island Season 2.
Yeah. Well, you feel like that season will be a success, so there'll be multiple iterations.
Right. Each week we'll do a new season of Murder Island.
Yeah.
All right. So this week we talked about putting a bunch of rapists on an island, shooting them all up, and letting them kill each other.
Wait, we're not killing these people?
Oh, yeah. They're killing each other, and then we kill the last ones.
Like, how do we keep them from seeing season one? Like,
Kentucky fans and Bama fans. They don't have cable and they're fucking...
We're going to have issues by the time we get to season
four. We'll produce it and you'll have to... Oh,
yeah, we're calling it something different. I forgot about that. We got another name for it.
Something that really, you know, makes it sound a lot nicer.
Oh, yeah, but still, when it comes out, like, after we hit the press, because the press is going to come at us a little bit.
We'll say that the winner gets a lot of money and then we'll just shoot them anyway.
Yeah. And it's in small print in the contract that they signed. It's just like they can't read it. It's kind of like upside down and backwards.
We'll sign on for 20 seasons right off the bat, and everybody that we want to put on has to sign a contract right off the start.
Yeah.
Or we can simulcast all the seasons on 20 different islands same old time and then just slowly let them out.
That's why this made sense last week, was because
we were high.
Well, no, no. That's why it's not making sense this week, because last week the whole premise of Murder Island was only rapists and murderers and people that were already going to die or should already die. That's why it wasn't a big deal.
So are these people?
You start doing fan bases, and it becomes a little more difficult. Like, there's plenty of people that deserve to die out there. Maybe, though, we can find inmates on death row that are fans of... There's probably a lot of Roll Tide fans that have, you know, killed their spouse over... Their Auburn fan's spouse over, you know, the Kick Six or something. So we could probably find a couple that deserve it.
That's a good point. We'll cross that bridge, I guess, next week. We'll start developing. And also next week, we'll talk about the Wonderlic results that we're taking this week.
It's going to happen.
For sure. It really is this time. We swear.
Promise. We just keep forgetting. We're really bad at remembering.
What's it called? So we'll include screenshots of all the scores as well. But in the meantime, we kind of dove in or whatever the term would be about college basketball. Let's move on. Let's talk a little Tiger Woods. This is what I've got. Bless you. This is why I'm excited. You know, I'm all fired up this week. I apologize for the late delay episode, but this Tiger Woods theory is, I mean, he's picking up steam, guys. We're 14 days.
He's back.
I had to eat crow this weekend, you know.
11 hours, 33 minutes, and 20 seconds from the Masters as we record. 14
days. You left that part out.
I did. I said it first.
I didn't hear
14 days, 11 hours, 33 minutes.
But, yeah, I'm willing to admit that Tiger's back now.
Yeah, that's the only reason we all got together this week is because we wanted to talk. Tiger Woods is back. For those that haven't seen our shirts, I dare you to go over to the store. We have some new He's Back Masters tees that are coming in Sunday red color as well as Masters green. So get your order before Friday the 23rd.
Dope.
He's back, y'all.
And get it before the Masters. Yeah, so Rory won the tournament. And then Tiger got top five. He tied for fifth, but was within a stroke at one point. Had kind of pieced together a pretty nice Sunday round. And then went errant with the tee, which is also classic Tiger, as classic as the red on Sundays. Do we think he has a chance? Like, should I bet on him now before? I mean, he's plus 650. Do I bet on him now?
Like for the Masters?
Yeah.
He
went from 1600 to 650.
Man, why didn't
he's the favorite, right?
He may be the favorite. Rory may also.
Or he was opening. He was opening line favorite.
God, yeah. Why didn't you bet on him 3 weeks ago?
My book just offered it this week. I didn't have the my book didn't have it, so I've just been taking money off the WGC this week, and we'll talk about that next. But Tiger's now up there for odds, if not the top odds or odds on favorite, then second.
I mean, that's crazy. They're just like, fuck it, we're not getting burned by this guy.
Well,
we don't look stupid for
they giving it's not like I don't think it's that they actually think he's gonna win.
They just don't.
They know people are partial to him, and that they'll. You know, they want to bet on Tiger.
If Tiger Woods is 10-1, so many fucking people will bet so much money on that. And just in the off chance that he does win because he's fucking Tiger Woods.
But can you imagine?
They'd be so fucked.
Can you imagine, Kip, what it's going to be like on Sunday if he's, like, doing it out with one of the young guns?
I'm going to be freaking out. I'll tell you that much. So Rory is playing this weekend after a week. He sorted his putter out and was just, I mean, his Sunday round was impressive. I mean, 66.
I actually was so pissed after Tiger went OB, I just turned it back to basketball. So I didn't even see any of Rory's impressive finish.
I forgot Tiger was even. I forgot the golf was even going on because I was watching basketball.
It's easy to happen. Y'all are fucking kidding me.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do it all.
So it was awesome. Rory did play well. Tiger played well also. There was a lot of big names. Henrik wasn't able to hold the lead after 54. But, you know, this week's going to be fun as well. It's a big payday for the guys at the WGC. It's the match play. So Bracket Challenge applies for not only basketball, but also for golf. And so DJ's the odds on favorite, and he took a big L today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, in this first round. So it's round robin until Friday. So for those that are listening, I'll give you a quick prediction. Take John Rahm. Take Patrick Reed. Those two guys are playing great, pretty good golf, as well as they're really good at match play. Fucking Ian Poulter is good at match play, but we're not going to cheer about him or cheer for him or talk.
Yeah.
So fuck that clown.
We didn't have a chance to record yesterday, so you give your predictions after one day.
What's called? My predictions are on the website. If you want to go over there, go check it out. I broke down all 16 groups. That's hashsports.com. And while you're over there, don't forget to go to the shop and check out all of our merch that we got. Arnold Palmer shirts on sale. Masters tees. If you're a shitty Ole Miss fan, you got your beer shower shirts.
Dude, just because your team is terrible.
We're so bad. We got swept by Vandy this weekend. We can't hit the ball for
at
shit.
Home.
It was so bad. I think we scored like one run in the first 2 days.
I lost like 10-0 one day. I saw.
Gave them up like 8 runs in the 10th. Or 10 runs in the 8th, something like that. It wasn't that bad. It was
how
like
much
5.
Do you think this has to do with the manager?
I think it's got something to do, but I don't think we were just strong bats anyway.
Yeah.
They were just going to
be.
We just don't have. We lost the Triple Crown winner from last year. And then we had 4 guys drafted in the first 5 rounds for bats.
But
so we lost
probably,
a lot.
That probably did lead to them giving up a lot earlier in the season than they would have.
Probably.
All that happening, and then they just start out bad.
We get swept by Southern. Now you get swept in your first week in SEC play.
But, yeah, you know, it's all about this weekend, though. See, if you bounce back, you're fine. If you don't, then you're fucked, probably. But
yeah, I mean, you can't come back. Being down 1-5 or 0-6. And SEC's got 9 teams in the top 25. 4 in the top 10, I think.
Yeah, it's not in the top 10 after getting swept by A&M?
I have not checked D1, but I stopped looking at D1 baseball because they fucking make you pay for scores now. Get fucked, Kendall Rogers.
Pay for scores.
Yeah,
if you want to watch the scoreboard.
If you want to watch scoreboard, like live updating scoreboards, they used to have like the greatest scoreboard, like for the computer or app, you could like literally watch them. But now they want you to like pay a bunch of money, and rather than that, I'll just wait till the game's over, except for the dogs, I'll watch.
Doesn't ESPN app have every game?
Yeah, but it's real weak. It's real weak. Let's see where it happened to Kentucky.
What do you
Kentucky
mean it's real
6.
Weak? I watch a ton of the Rebs games.
I don't know. I was talking about like just following the baseball games. Like they have a college baseball tab, but it doesn't really give you like.
Oh no, it sucks.
It doesn't get you inning by inning updates like D1 will. But yeah, Kentucky's still they're at 6. Y'all are 5. We have 4 teams in the top 6.
We're up to 5. Cool.
We have 5 in the top 10 as a conference.
That's pretty good. Texas
A&M's 12.
And your normal powerhouse LSU's way down there.
A&M just swept Kentucky, and they're still at 12.
Yeah. God, Kentucky only moved from 4 to 6.
We play A&M this weekend. That's going to be fucking nuts.
See, so hey, don't forget to go buy those beer shower shirts. I think Little Bortles was wearing one the other day as well.
Shit.
So it seems to have caught the eye of the Rebel faithful as well as some of the baseball alum. So get yours now before the next
time. Bortles really have one?
Yeah, he has them. So what's it called? Follow
suit.
We need
to get him like Instagram that shit.
For sure. What's it called? But go ahead and get online and get one. So follow suit. Use your dad's credit card like the rest of the Rebs.
Do it. I mean, if Colby does it.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll talk college baseball once we get kind of towards May, especially since the SEC is heavily entrenched in the top 10. But we can talk pro baseball if we want. Rockies are just a couple weeks away.
Man, we're
getting signed Cargo back.
Woo-hoo. Cargo. Threw Cargo a fucking bone. Like, hey, you want $5 million to play, like, not every day?
Yeah,
because David
just a little
Dahl's
veteran leadership
fucking,
as well.
They're not even expecting him to be a starter.
Well, I mean,
he probably will start a little bit.
He
right?
will, but I think David Dahl's going to be hard to keep off the field. He was hurt last year. But
and then they have Parra as well.
They got Parra as well. You got
Chuck
Ian
Nasty
Desmond on the other on fucking left, and yeah, Chuck Nasty in center. Like, there's just no room for Cargo. Like, that's why they weren't gonna sign him back. I think it was kind of surprising they did. But you look at the deal
in his 11th year. It's not like he's hurting for the cash, so he's probably able to sacrifice. And a 1 year deal. He also has like probably sponsorships and advertisements here in town. So Cargo, I know you're listening. We're a big fan of you. We want you to come on the pod.
Dude, I've had Cargo on my fantasy team for like the last 8 years.
I mean, it's the Coors
I get him every
the Coors Field effect.
I fucking trade for him if I don't get him. And last year, he was fucking terrible.
Yeah, he didn't have his
greatest year. He was so bad last year. Well, it was like his worst year in a long time. And that, he's old. He's always fucking hurt. He breaks his wrist like every fucking 3 months, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I guess, he's probably 30-something. I mean, he's in his 11th season.
Yeah, but where's he from? Like, we think he's 30, but really he's probably like 38.
That's a good point.
He's Danny Almonte and shit.
That's right. Very possible. So we'll see, but at the same time, it's always it comes down to can the pitching show out.
Right.
We can win games 12-7, but we have, I guess we have a rotation, but we don't have an A.
No. They're all still young. They need a fucking ace. Need a top-end starter.
John Gray will have to be that guy for the time being until the next up-and-comer does it. And, he got... I guess the stage was too big for him in the one-game playoff last year, but at the same time, maybe you'll learn from that. You come back and throw a Cy Young-type season at Coors Field, no less. But my favorite news of the week, we don't wish ill will upon folks, Phil, but Justin Turner, the third baseman gingerfuck from the Dodgers, broke his wrist and will be out for the beginning part of the season, so... hate to hear that for the rivals and interdivisional foes.
Yeah. Let's see a little fist... clenching going on over there.
I'm a little excited. I don't think
fist pump. I don't think it's going to really affect the Dodgers too much, though.
Fuck they're stacked.
Yeah, they're fucking loaded.
The NL West is stacked.
Yeah, they're loaded last year.
The Padres. I don't know much about them, but every other team has a bunch of studs.
Yeah.
Really I think that's about how everyone's going to be. And I mean, obviously, San Francisco loaded up on some vets, but Who knows? Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Padres have a couple guys with the bats. Hosmer, Renfroe.
Yeah, but they're not a threat. But no, the Giants are so trying to be with fucking McCutcheon. And I just think
they brought on Longoria.
Yeah, Evan Longoria. That was the other one I was trying to think of. I mean, Longoria's had decent years back-to-back after being, you know, kind of non-existent there for a minute.
Do you have an MVP campaign with
him? Yeah, no, I mean, he just had like two down years, I think. And he's kind of come back lately. Okay. But same with McCutcheon. He had the same two down years and he kind of roared back a little bit last year. But I just think they're old, man. That whole roster's old.
Well, we won't give them the time of day then. Let's stick to the Colorado sports. Fuck you, opponents.
Yeah.
One team that is relevant right now for our Denver faithful is the Colorado Avalanche. Shout out Sam Barrett and his crew. They're in the wild card spot and maybe headed to Nashville. Not very many, maybe 8, 6, something like that.
I'd love to get matched up with the Predators. I know some folks.
I don't know if we would want Predators. To do that at all.
Yeah. He just said we might head to Nashville.
Nashville's like the 2 seed.
I thought
they
were in the East. I don't know. Shit. Or whatever.
Stick to whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I almost didn't
just
even.
Don't jinx us, Phil.
I'll make sure to go to a game.
But we may very well end up in Vegas. So one way or the other, Pierce will find us a place to stay. So you can look for the guys of Loud and Obnoxious. We will be bandwagoners for the Avalanche. And
fucking right.
We're going to get Phil's dad to buy us some sweaters and some tickets.
Playoffs.
So we're going. We're going, Dad.
Playoff sweaters.
Yes, sir.
We've got to do it.
Well, one team that's not going to make it in our Colorado rundown of the week that's not going to make the playoffs is our fucking Nuggets.
Are you sure they're not going to make the playoffs?
That's not true.
It's not likely.
They don't look good. It's Will Barton's bad. I think we may have jinxed him.
I mean,
or what? Anchored. Excuse me. Proper word is anchored.
Yeah.
We've talked about how he's the podcast's favorite fan. We know you're listening, Will, but you have the worst plus minus on the team.
That's why no one wants him. That's why they couldn't trade him.
He's
so bad. They don't play defense, and then the GM traded for vets that don't do shit. The Nuggets don't do anything for you. They don't move the needle at all.
Will Barton doesn't even attempt to play defense. I see why, because he's either, you know, he's the most streaky shooter outside of J.R. Smith in the league, too. But so, yeah, the nights he's missing and not playing defense, he's just a fucking plus-minus bomb.
It's not just bad shots, though. Like, if he's off, he's missing layups.
Everything. You're 100% right on that, because I've even seen him do that a bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's our Colorado rundown. We'll start doing those to keep everyone that maybe isn't in Colorado. Give them a little synopsis of how our local teams are faring.
Yeah, especially get on board.
Jump on the bandwagon with us. Don't forget to go follow us.
Yeah, you gonna cheer for the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks? Yeah. No, fucking cheer for the goddamn Rockies.
Cheers for
this year.
Diamondbacks.
Yeah, so. Seriously, y'all. People in Arizona don't even cheer for the Diamondbacks.
They probably don't.
We don't need any more Cubs fans in this world either. So fuck the bandwagon. There's a lot of room on the scoreboard
that's supposedly really dope.
It's gonna look real neat. It's bigger. It's a lot bigger. It's going to be cool. I saw it the other day. It's
going to be huge.
So, season starts in a couple weeks. We'll dive into that when the Braves come to town. But
it starts like the 30th.
I think there's opening. The Braves,
but we're on the road.
The soft opening days in like a week.
Yeah, it's the 5th.
Whatever the early games.
Our first home game is the 5th.
First home games, yeah. But they're on the road for the first series or two.
That's fine. What's it called? That's also Masters Week. So we'll have a loaded docket in the future. But we had a short episode for tonight. We were late in the week, so we apologize for keeping you. Please don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LNO Podcast. And then don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. 5 stars only. Tell us what you don't like about your bracket or who you would want added to Murder Island. And then let's go ahead and finish up the night with our favorite segment, or I guess the only segment that we actually have, with the Alexa 24-second shot clock. Phil, do you want to go or do you want me to start this party?
Go for it.
All right.
Alexa, set the timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
So speaking of shot clocks, I know we mentioned the Dogs, I guess, briefly, but they're headed to the Final Four of the NIT, and then the Titty Dogs are on to the Sweet 16 of the Women's Basketball Tournament.
Yay!
So shout out to them. As we mentioned, the Bulldogs of baseball will not be as relevant this year, so I'm going to hang on my last little bit right there and cheer for the Lady Dogs and the Gentlemen. So good luck, guys.
Nice.
Alexa, off.
That wasn't a bad one. The timing was pretty good.
But, Nailed the timing. Nailed the timing.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Not so much on cheering for women's basketball.
It's all right.
Or paying attention.
I mean, he's so into that shit.
Hell yeah. Number two seed. We don't have a lot going on. We're going to beat Connecticut again.
You're at your funniest.
I do. If we beat Connecticut, I'm going to win some fucking money on it.
God, you're at your best when you're not even trying to be funny.
I love being serious about women's sports.
That is like
dude,
you.
I'll back those girls
that
all
is
the time.
Operating at your maximum efficiency. I don't mind it at all.
All right. Who wants to go up next?
Phil. Alexa. Set the timer. 24 seconds.
24 seconds. Starting now.
Well, I know we're a pretty fun and upbeat podcast, but New Orleans had tragedy struck over the weekend. Saints owner Tom Benson died, and I just want to give my condolences and just say how great of an owner he was. First couple years were good. Last couple years, several years were good, but the middle was meh. But anyway... Great owner. Rest in peace.
Alexa, off.
This is the same guy that tried to move your favorite team to San Antonio.
Can I ask you, how did he die?
I think he had flu or pneumonia.
How old was he? He's 90. Oh, yeah. So the fact that you labeled it a tragedy is just... Well, like, that is so
I thought there was like
a
hurricane or something.
So did
I.
I was like, holy fuck, some bad shit happened in New Orleans that I didn't hear about.
I didn't either. I was worried as well.
Okay, maybe. Tragedy.
I was worried for a second.
I'll admit that I wasn't prepared for today, so that's what came out.
That's cool. That's not a bad one, though.
I'm not, you know.
At least his kids don't have the team. You can shout out to his.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you should have talked about, because that was pretty funny.
Somebody in New Orleans needs to.
I saw that they didn't get anything in the will either.
So where's the team? The team is just like in a trust or something?
No, his wife's got it.
Oh, his wife has it.
His third wife.
His first two died.
Yeah.
And the kids probably hate that. Okay, that one of those might have been a tragedy. Who knows?
Well, we didn't make more jokes during this segment.
Yeah. Well, you know, he'd have thought like. Phil's real dark moment of the show turned into such great comedy.
All right, Pierce, give us a shot clock to close it this evening.
All right, Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
All right, so we didn't get to this, but the Colts and the Jets made a trade the other day to swap like the third and the sixth pick. The fucking Colts got 3 picks in return in the second round. We have no idea what the fucking Jets are doing because they just signed Teddy B, Bridgewater, and then that fucking loser, McCown. So, like, are they trading up to get a quarterback? Who are they trading up to get? Like, what the fuck are the Jets doing? I don't know. Alexa, off.
So, you're agreeing with my assessment last week of the Jets being maybe more pathetic than the Browns.
Yeah, they're, like, turning into that.
Well, one thing I think is crazy, I mean, they seem to be trying, but what are they trying to do?
I don't know. It's like they're trying to be really bad while looking like they're trying to be good. It's like they're trying to, like, pump fake everybody. Like, we're trying to suck, but we want to make it look like maybe we're not trying to suck, because we're going to trade up and get this quarterback. Like, what the fuck are they thinking?
Apparently they tried to trade with the Browns. But couldn't make it happen. I mean, I don't know why the Browns wouldn't slide back to 6 and get 3 more second round picks.
Yeah, what if they're going to do something incredibly stupid with this number one pick? They're going to take, what, Sam Darnold? Like, I don't know who anybody's going to take, but I sure don't know what the fuck the Jets are thinking.
So how does Saquon Barkley, obviously everyone's doing a little circle jerk on that dude.
I don't know why he's not the number one pick.
Yeah, it seems like he's fallen, necessarily from grace. Because
running backs are a dime a dozen.
So wait, you think... Maybe the Jets. Okay, so they're saying who the first two picks are quarterbacks? I know I saw something today that said Darnold.
A lot of people are saying that the Jets must not care. Like, they must like all like the top 3 quarterbacks.
And so they're okay with
they're okay with either Darnold or Rosen or
Josh Allen?
I don't know.
Oh, gross.
I still think Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson are going to be the better ones out of this class. I don't like Rosen, and I don't think I think Josh Allen's a bust.
I saw one mock draft with Baker dropping to 27 for the Saints.
Ooh.
Did you see that on one of your black and gold message boards?
That'd be a good fit.
I fucking signed up for this Facebook shit because you told me to promote stuff, and that's all I fucking see is these moron fans. Like, should we go after this guy? It's like, shut the fuck up. All right.
Fans be stupid, yeah.
Dude, think with your brain and not your heart. Yeah. I hate that for you. But
it's a tough lesson in life, you know?
But I think that wraps it up for this evening. Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget to listen to our boy Scott Steen over at Hook, Line, and Cover. Rate, review, and subscribe him, as well as follow him on Instagram and Twitter for more picks before Sweet 16 and Elite 8. Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The steamroller's everywhere, my man.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And then...
he's in your dreams.
Yes, sir. And then we'll have maybe some Sam Barrett's
like
next week.
Like Kip's dreams, not like most people's dreams. I was saying Kip's dreams. I was trying to burn him there.
Got him.
Because I think he's kind of in love. But it's okay. It's not a big deal. He's got a little bit of a crush. It's perfect.
He'll hurt my feelings a lot. But if he bats 70% this weekend, I'll love him even more. So hopefully we'll turn in... tune in for that as well. But don't forget to go to hashsports.com, see all the new articles and swag we got up there.
He's back, y'all.
Tiger's back.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
We'll see y'all next week. Holla, holla. Cheers.
Who dat?
Bye.